Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
us. I hate the work of those who fall away.
With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall
establish. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your words. I will
you,
triumph in the works of your
hands. Are on high. Forevermore, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here on Tuesday afternoon. If you're wondering where Bradley is, I don't quite remember what he's doing, but he needed the time off. He's not sick or anything like that, but asked me to fill in for him, so if you're missing Bradley, he'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, okay? But you're stuck with me for the afternoon, and got some stuff I want to share with you, and I hope it will be very beneficial to you. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of GCN and you'd like to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the faces made for radio, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down on the right side of the page, and you will see that we are streaming live right there. Blow that up on whatever device you got. Click on the icon of the platform that we're streaming out on that, and join us in the chat. We got a lot of friends in there. It's great to see you guys. See, sometimes it's a surprise when I pop in. Everybody thinks it's Bradley, and then it's not Batman, it's Robin. So that's the way it goes at times. If you missed today's show this morning, boy, you want to talk about something that'll make you mad and make you want to take some action, go listen to this morning's show. It's right below where we're streaming live. A U.S. Air Force veteran, retired, and his wife had their 7 kids kidnapped from them by the state 5 years ago. Still don't have them back. Some of them have come out of the CPS system. It's absolutely incredible. And for you people who are still Trumpers, they pointed out that not only did this stuff start with Clinton in 1997, but Donald Trump signed a bill into law in 2019 to empower CPS even more and paying out more funds to them to steal people's kids. Good families to attack them. Don't tell me that we don't know what we're talking about here at the Sons of Liberty when we're calling this stuff out. We know exactly what we're saying on this. Right above this is where you can sign up for our email newsletter. Please do that. No spam, no renting of your email, no selling it to anybody or any of that kind of stuff. One email a day. Real quickly, if you want to help us out, there's a donate button. It's a one-time donation. We let you know our needs. We can't do what we do without you, so we just let you know our needs. And if you can help meet those needs and you want to do so, please click on the donate button, make a one-time donation, or partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of Liberty. That link is also at the top of the page. Our store is available as well. Real quickly, we're highlighting this week the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVDs, normally $20, but in your checkout, if you use the promo code PRAYER, that's just simple, PRAYER, in the promo code, you save 25% off of the DVD. That's this week through Saturday at midnight, so if you've been interested in getting that, seeing what all the hubbub was about Bradley's prayer 10 years ago, actually, and how the media distorts things, then you can pick that up now. Prayer is the promo code, saves you 25%. Okay. All right. Now, I know it's a provocative title, and I probably got some Last Day Madness people in, and that's okay, too. You guys just hang in there, okay, because I'm going to try to help you out. I really am going to try to help you out. I don't say that in a mocking tone or a condescending tone because I was one of those kind of people until I had to teach the scripture verse by verse, chapter by chapter. I was one of those kind of people. Okay, I was. And I was excitedly about that. I didn't abandon my duties. I ran around with a bunch of people. We would go in Walmart and we'd witness to anybody. We got ran out of Walmart one night because we were in there witnessing to people. So I didn't abandon those duties. I'm not saying everybody who buys into that abandons their duties, but there are many who do, and they make excuses for it. So I want to address something. We're talking about of antichrists and apostates pushing the COVID shot. We are to resist them. We're to resist them. The latest to come out in this, and I think I'm going to run up against the break here before I can play this. So I'm going to play this after the break, is the tyrannical antichrist governor that New Yorkers traded for the Marxist tyrannical governor in Andrew Cuomo. And now she's taken to a particular Christian audience and says God would want you to have vaccines. Well, not you, because you're smart people, you've got it, but I want you to be my apostles. And you need to go and tell your friends they need the vaccination, which is not a vaccination, because God would want them to. And because, you know, we've heard this from the Protestants too. I'm going to bring some of those guys into the picture too. Because we're to love our neighbor. They never finish what the verse says. Love your neighbor as yourself. And what is that tied to? The law of God. We're going to look at that so you see clearly what's going on. And we're going to lay a foundation for what an antichrist is so you see them for who they are as well as the apostates. All right? So we're coming up on a break here. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, love to have your comments. If you want to do that, we'll take your call. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side. Hang on.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Isn't that the guy pushing the Q stuff and the Trump, you know, revival and all that? Really? Your arsenal of truth is to bring back Trump and let's just play this game again? I don't get it. I really don't get it. I really don't. In any case, let's start at the beginning, which is actually at the end. I want to lay out to you before I play this lady's... And I don't even know if you can call her a lady, but the governor of North Carolina, New York, her comments. First, I want to take you people who play pin the tail on the Antichrist to what an Antichrist actually is. Okay, so I'm going to take you to everywhere Antichrist is mentioned in the Bible. Are you ready for this? It's only mentioned in two books, 1st and 2nd John. Here it comes. 1 John 2:18 says, little children, it's the last time. Listen, he's already telling you, last days right then and there. First century. It's the last days. Matter of fact, the book of Hebrews says it's the last days. In these last days, God has spoken to us through who? Through his Son, the Lord Jesus. He says, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, you've heard this. Even now there are many Antichrists. Whereby we know it is the last time. We're in the last days. He's speaking of in that first century there. Then he goes over in 1 John 2:22 and he says, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. You got these people who say Jesus is a created being. They're Antichrist. Okay? They're Antichrist. They're not Christians. They're not an offshoot of Christianity. They're Antichrist. 1 John 4:3 says, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Now, what are they saying there? And this is for my Muslim friends. This same John who wrote this epistle wrote in John 1:1 and 1:3 that this Jesus is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word, what? Was God. So those who deny that God came in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ is an Antichrist. And he goes on and he says, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now, now, in the first century, already is it in the world. And then he reiterates it in his second epistle, 2 John 1:7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh. Again, that God came in the flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. You will find antichrist nowhere else in the Bible. You won't find it in Thessalonians. You're not going to find it in Daniel. And you're not going to find it in the book of Revelation. It's only here. And how does John break it down? He breaks it down as a person who holds a particular doctrine or lack of a doctrine about Jesus Christ and about the fact that God came in the flesh. That's what an antichrist is right there. Boom. That's it. Okay? Now, I'm putting that out because, as I said, New York traded one Marxist tyrannical governor for an Antichrist tyrannical governor. Here is the new New York governor. She's a woman. Just understand, you people in New York, this is when a woman's like this, God says that it's part of his judgment. When young people are ruling over, it's part of his judgment. Read Isaiah. Here's what she has to say. Pay attention to what she says. She's saying this to a quote-unquote Christian audience, okay? Here it comes.
I prayed a lot to God during this time.
Yeah, sure you have.
And you know what?
Which God?
God did answer our prayers.
Lucifer?
He made the smartest men and women,
Satan?
The scientists, the doctors, the researchers.
That old
He
serpent?
Made them come up with a vaccine. That is
the
from
dragon?
God to us. And we must
It's
say,
God
thank
to
you,
us.
God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other. Jesus taught us to love one another. And how do you show that love? But to care about each other enough to say, please get vaccinated because I love you. I want you to live. I want our kids to be safe when they're in schools. I want you to be safe when you go to a doctor's office or to a hospital and are treated by somebody. You don't want to get the virus from them. You're already sick or you wouldn't be there. We have to solve this, my friends. I need every one of you. I need you to let them know that this is how we can fight this pandemic, come back to normal, and then start talking about the real issues that we have to do. Fighting systemic racial injustice, which exists today, and if there's a denier, I will take you on any day because I've seen it, I know it exists, and we are not going to have a blind eye to this ever again, any longer under my...
What in the world? Where did the racial thing come from? Oh my goodness. But did you hear the spiritual overtones? You be my apostles. Jesus told us to love one another. God gave us the vaccine. Well, God gave us stones too, and he said not to form them into images. He gave us wood and said, don't cut those out and make carved images for yourself. Don't bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations. But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and what? Keep my commandments. Hochul was her name. Governor Hochul. And yet she has the all that. This will be the same woman that if Christians came in and spoke about the law here, here's what would happen. This woman would stand there and go, there's a wall of separation of church and state. Wall of separation, church and state. Isn't that what she would be doing? Tell me I'm wrong. But she's going to go into this assembly where people are, and like Joe Biden putting on his, they're going to put y'all back in chains. Don't know why the camera's doing that for the visual audience. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Puts on this accent to do. And she's a chameleon. Like all these politicians, they put their cloak on. They disguise themselves, but if you pay close attention to what they're saying, they'll tell you exactly who they are. They aren't angels of light. They're agents of the devil. They're devils themselves. Well, let's take another part of this. She says that we're to do this as love for one another. Jesus taught us to love one another. What Jesus did teach us to love one another. That's exactly right. And how did he do that? Well, the question was raised to Jesus. It said, Master, what do I got to do to inherit the eternal life? And he says, well, you know the commands, right? What's the greatest command among you? The guy goes, well, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And he goes, yep, you're right. And the second is likened to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And how did Jesus teach us that we love one another? Well, he's tying it to the law. He's tying it to the law. And he gives us an example. He gives us an example in the what we know as the Good Samaritan. Believers and non-believers alike know the story of the Good Samaritan. And what happens in the Good Samaritan? I always use this going against government health care. Because you've got a guy coming up from Jerusalem. He's attacked on the way to go do his business. And the robbers come and they steal all this stuff and they leave him for dead. And then what do we find out? Well, we got the religious guys coming along. You know, we got the priest and the Levite coming along. Oh, I've got to get down. I got to get down there and serve the Lord. Got to be on my way. Sorry. Blessings to you, brother. They pull a James 2 thing where they say, be warmed and filled kind of deal. Or be warmed and healed, whatever the case may be. But they don't have real faith because they don't act on it. And then you've got this guy, this Samaritan who comes down, who's really the arch enemy of the Jews at that time. They were seen as half-breeds. And so what does he do? He comes along and out of his own things that he has with him, he takes oil and wine, he binds up his wounds, he puts him on his own donkey. He doesn't call down to Jerusalem and say, hey, one of your guys is down here. Hadn't they been paying some insurance or something? Don't you have some, I don't know, Herod O'Care or something like that down there that we can get this guy taken care of? No, he takes his own money out. He takes his own stuff to take care of the guy immediately. He takes his own money out and takes him to an inn and pays the innkeeper. And then he says this. If there's something else, when I'm coming back through, I've got a journey I've got to take. When I come back through, I'll pay you the difference. And Jesus looked at the crowd and he says, which one showed love? They said the Samaritan. Of course, this is pretty simple. It's the care that we show for one another. Let me ask you something. Are you caring for your neighbor by sticking yourself with a deadly poison, which is demonstrably a deadly poison? How is that loving your neighbor? Isn't that part of, I don't know, do not commit murder? That's that aspect of do not commit self-murder either, right? Or harm yourself in any way. Other side, we'll be right back and we'll continue this. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months and months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News. An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea to her missing fiancé.
For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford adding Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. A funeral taking place in New York on Sunday for Petito. An execution is set to take place in Texas tonight. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, you want to make a comment on it, hey, you want to challenge me on what I've said, that's fine. Knock yourself out. I'm happy to have your call. I'll take your call. I won't overtalk you unless you're going to overtalk me, but I'll let you make your comment if you want to do that. 1-866-582-9933. All right. Bringing back this issue of Antichrist, I've already talked to you about this, what this lady said, this New York governor, Hochul, or Hochul, whatever, however you pronounce her name. And I apologize if I ruined that. That's not my intention to do that. One of the things that I've noted, though, is the difference between Catholicism, if you listen in the morning, Catholic and Roman Catholic. Catholic is a universal church. A part of the Apostles' Creed, for those of you who don't know it, is that the Catholic Church means the universal church. In other words, all those who are in Christ and part of that covenant. Okay? The Roman Catholic Church is something different. It was declared heretical, apostate, by the Synod of Dort. If you're not familiar with that, read it. S-Y-N-O-D of Dort. The Synod of Dort. And contained in the Westminster Confession that we have in our Trinity hymnals here, one of the things that is said is this: there is no other head of the church but the Lord Jesus Christ. Nor can the Pope of Rome in any sense be head thereof. Listen, but is that Antichrist, that man of sin, the son of perdition, that exalts himself in the church against Christ and all that is called God? In fact, the Pope's name is Vicar of Christ, or in the place of Christ. He is an Antichrist. Anti can mean opposing, but it can also mean in the place of. That's in the Westminster Confession. That's several hundred years old, by the way, if you want to check that out. And I highly recommend that you read it to understand what our forefathers did to break the back of the tyranny of Rome. They put it down, what they believed. The conclusions that they came to. That they had been enlightened by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. You remember Martin Luther, he took that stand. And I quoted from Pastor Arthur Pawlowski over in Canada, who was recently in America, went right back into Canada, and what did they do? Immediately arrest the guy. Immediately arrest him. And I quoted from him in his statement to the court, where he referenced Luther, and he said, "My conscience is captive to the Word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. I don't care if it means you go on holiday. I don't care if it means you go on a vacation. I don't care if it means you get to go to the bars or on, you know, across state lines or any of that stuff. To go against that and to take these dangerous, deadly, and they are deadly, shots, when you know what they will do and you know who you're putting your trust in." Look at what this lady said. I mean, this lady... Let me back up. I want to play it one more time. Listen carefully to this other, and I'm going to stop it when she says it, okay? Here it comes.
"I've prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us.
It's not a vaccine.
And we must say thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you."
Now, there's the point that I want to make. Thank you, God, for this vaccine. What does the Bible tell us? Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You're not your own. You were bought with a price. So glorify your God in your body. Glorify God in your body. How do you glorify God in your body? By putting dangerous toxins, metals, graphene oxide, chicken embryos, and stuff like that into your body in, you know, through a shot. How do you do that? How are you glorifying God in that? I'm just asking anybody, 1-866-582-993, how do you do that? When it comes to loving your neighbor, and she quotes that too, how do you love your neighbor by poisoning the well, as it were, by shooting this poison into your body when the Bible tells us right from the first, the life of the flesh is in the blood? Why would you poison the blood that is in the temple of the Holy Spirit? How does that equate to loving one another, loving God, or obeying God in any fashion? I'll tell you how. It's because her God is not the God of the Bible. She's made up a God that looks like her. And God has a warning for people like that. You thought I was just like you. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm not like you. These people are dangerous people. They're dangerous. And then on top of that, not only do we have people like, and I played for you guys General Flynn praying his prayer to the sevenfold raised nonsense and appealing in the name of the legions. And I don't necessarily think he's, at least in my mind, I'm not thinking he's pointing to legions of devils, but I think he's pointing to legions of angels. I think he's actually caught up in some kind of angel worship here, which the Bible forbids. Read the book of Colossians on that. Read the book of Revelation where John falls down at the angel's feet as though in awe. And the angel says, like, get up, man. I'm just like you. I'm just a servant just like you. You worship God. See, even the holy angels know who the worship goes to. We've seen that, but there's more to it than that. See, it isn't just Roman Catholics. It isn't just Antichrist governors or apostates pushing this stuff. Bradley shared with you Robert Jeffress. And this guy's a Mr. Milk Toast if there ever was one. I mean, he just looks the part. It's just sickening how effeminate he is. And what does he do? He is called the vaccine a Christmas miracle. A Christmas miracle. This is on the alleged Protestant side. These people are not Protestants. Don't get me wrong. They're not Protestants. Take a look at, or take a listen at what he has to say here. It'll come up.
President Trump calling the coronavirus miracle. Just 10 days since the vaccination campaign began, more than 1 million Americans got their first dose in the last couple of weeks. But a new USA Today Suffolk University poll shows a fifth of those surveyed would not take the shot if it were available to them today. So, should community leaders and faith leaders do more to encourage people to get vaccinated? Joining us now, senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas and Fox News contributor Robert Jeffress. Good morning.
He's a Fox News contributor. That ought to tell you everything you need to know.
Merry Christmas to you, Nicole.
Now, it has been a devastating year, 2020, and as you know, people of faith and those looking for faith look to their faithful leaders such as yourself to give them some advice. And as we have been in the dark ages of the 2020, to get to that renaissance in 2021, we need as many Americans as possible to get the vaccination. So what is your message to your community and those around you? Do you believe that you should help in getting people to understand the benefits of this vaccine?
Absolutely, Nicole. You know, for the past 10 months, millions of Americans have been praying to God, asking for relief from this pandemic. And I believe God has answered that prayer through these vaccines. I'm calling these vaccines an early Christmas present from God. And it shouldn't surprise us that God would use science to bring healing into our world. I mean, after all, in the past, people like Isaac Newton and Blaise Pascal and Louis Pasteur were all not just men of science, but men of faith who believed God created this world in an orderly way that could be studied and benefited from. And Nicole, one chief reason we ought to take this vaccine is not only for our own benefit, but for the benefit of others. In Philippians 2, Paul said, don't merely look out for your own interest, look out for the interest.
A devil will twist the scriptures just like this guy. He's a devil.
Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth not to meet his needs, but to meet our needs. And in the same way, we ought to put the needs of others even above our own.
Well, Pastor, you said it best. It is a common misconception that science and faith are not integrated when they really are. Now, you wrote an extremely powerful...
Okay, that's enough of this guy. Science and faith are integrated only when the science... Listen to me carefully. Only when the science is the studying of creation... and think God's thoughts after him. Okay? That's real science. The stuff that we're getting on now is pseudoscience. And we're warned about it by the Apostle Paul when he writes to Timothy and he says, we're opposed to those things that are science falsely called. This is not this. This is Frankenscience. Those of you who listened to my show yesterday morning on the doctors who've come out, 3,000, actually it was 4,500 at the time I gave the show, or presented the show, 4,500 doctors and scientists had signed on to the fact that they were calling out for a complete halt to COVID shots. Why? Because the people who are pushing them are committing crimes against humanity. How's that for your science? Jeffress doesn't bring this up. Fox doesn't bring it up. The Mockingbird media, corporate-owned media that's paid for 30 to 40% of their advertising by Big Pharma, which controls their mouth. If you're getting 30 to 40% of your income from Big Pharma, you're not going to tell the truth about what their stuff's doing. You're not going to do it. And they continue to let it go and let it go. And the people have had enough, but the people still haven't got that point where they got the hungry bellies. So they're not really ready to do what they need to do just yet, but that's coming. That's coming. We got a phone call coming in from Illinois. This is Cody. Hey, Cody, how are you, man? Welcome to Sons of Liberty.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful, sunny, hot day here in Illinois. It's kind of nice. Probably.
It is. Cody, hang on for me. I took you on before I paid attention to my clock. We got a break. I'll bring you up after the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. See you on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor. And I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Cody calling in from Illinois. Cody, I apologize. I didn't look at the clock before I took your call. So go ahead with your thought, man.
No problem. Hopefully the signal stays good. But you've interviewed a lot of these doctors and these scientists. And, you know, in the old days, they used to just scratch the skin rather than contaminate the blood. I'm curious about that. Do you know anything more about why we've gone away from, just kind of inoculating with scratching the skin and exposing yourself rather than injecting, these toxins all the way into the body?
Yeah, I really don't. That's a good question. I really don't. I know that, some of our forefathers used leeches and all kinds of things to, drain the blood because they believed, whatever was affecting them was in the blood, and so they needed to get a lot of that out, and a lot of that ended up killing the people rather than the other. I can tell you this, though. When you look to Scripture, one of the interesting things, and again, it's not to say that there isn't a place for doctors. The Lord took Luke, who was a doctor, to write the book of Acts, to write the book of the Gospel of Luke. So it's not that doctors can't know things and they can't fix certain things, especially in a traumatic experience and stuff. But the Bible tells us in Psalm 118, it says, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. So I understand that men, godly men, have actually looked at the body. They've seen what goes on. They know what God has said about the world. They know what he said about the body. And I think that they are cautious in how they approach that. They're very careful and almost in a reverence for what God has made, man out of the dust, as it will. I mean, an incredible creature that God has made us into. And so, but as far as scratching the skin and injecting, I really don't know. My friend Stephen Holbrook, who I'm going to try to bring back on the show again, who runs vaccines and Christianity.org, maybe he could speak to that because he has a long, he's got a lot of knowledge of history in that, especially in the pagan practice of vaccinations.
Yeah, they used to just scratch the skin, I think, for smallpox or whatever, and just that would expose you enough to the virus, to the you know, virus or bacteria to build an immunity to it. And I missed the first part of your program. I forget what part of the Bible where it does say, you know, you're talking about beware of their sorcery. And when you go to Strong's Concordance, it'll talk about, you know, that's beware of the pharmakia, beware of the witchcraft. So the Bible speaks clearly to it if you do a little bit of research, and people obviously need to be aware of, you know, what the Bible's warning against for sure. So
it's definitely
for all your work.
Yeah, thank you, Cody. We appreciate your call, man. All right, there goes Cody. And, yeah, that's exactly right. The Bible warned about it in the first century. And there were people doing this stuff. There's nothing new today, folks. It's just different ways that man commits sin. It's just different ways that he commits the same old sins. That's all it is. And they call it technology. Now, can we use technology for good things? Yeah, sure. I mean, we're using the Internet. We're using computers. And we're using soundboards and stream decks and all kind of microphones, all this stuff for something good, to point people towards the Christ. We're doing that for a good. But man's inclination, apart from God, is to do what? Is to use everything for evil. It's to use it for his own glory instead of for the glory of God. And that's where we get into trouble. We get into this every time that there's a new technology out. We see things, and technology comes out, and I'm going, that is really neat. I could see how we could use that and this, that, and the other, and doing some good things. And then my mind always goes to, but I can see how evil people will use it for this, that, and the other. And indeed, that's exactly where it goes. Think of your social media, folks. I'm going to tell you, if I didn't have to have social media to put things out on, I wouldn't even be on it. I just wouldn't be on it. But I know some of you watch the show, so I'm not saying don't get away from social media totally, but be very careful about how its influence on you. Let me hit another one. It isn't just Jeffress. Okay, Jeffress is like low-hanging fruit here. Al Mohler. He was the guy over Southern Seminary, I believe it is. I benefited a lot from Al Mohler's writings over the years. But I had to do a show last year, end of last year, December. Gosh, has it been that long? It doesn't feel like it's that long. My weeks just roll over. You guys just have no idea how fast the time is. This is December of last year. He put out an article called Vaccines and the Christian Worldview, Principles for Christian Thinking in the Context of COVID. Okay? Now, he writes some things, and I'll have the link up. I'm going to make an archive of this, so you guys don't worry if you miss something. We'll have an archive later this evening at sonslibertymedia.com. But here's what he says. What should Christians think about vaccines and their use? What ethical and theological questions arise? Do the COVID-19 vaccines bring unique moral questions? What does the Christian worldview have to say about the entire set of questions? And he offers points of consideration. Now, he really doesn't appeal to the Bible. This is where the disappointment comes. Okay? Because in his writings, he appeals to Scripture. I mean, he'll speak about things outside of it, but he appeals to Scripture. So his first thing is, Christians do not believe in medical non-interventionism. Instead, we believe in the moral legitimacy of medical treatment. Well, I agree with that. I agree that we agree with medical treatment. You have a broke leg, somebody needs to be able to know how to set that thing. You get in a car wreck and you've got a steering wheel impaled in your chest, somebody needs to know how to try to save your life. You get your arm cut off and somebody needs to know how to sew that up and make sure no infection's in there. That's part of that command. That's the positive aspects of that sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Okay, that's the part. We've talked about this on the morning show before. That's the positive aspects of that. And no, for you people who keep saying Jesus somehow broke the law on the Sabbath because he healed. No, he didn't. Healing is the positive aspects of the commands. And it's not work. Okay? It's not. So we see him laying this thing out. And he says, medical treatment is an extension of God's common grace. I don't like that term, common grace, because God only gives grace to his people. He doesn't give them to the goats. He gives them to the sheep. Those are his people. Jesus didn't die for the goats. He died for the sheep. He laid down his life for the many. The covenant in his blood was for the many. It's not for everybody. It's for the many. And you say, well, how do I know if I'm in the many? Are you convicted? Do you want mercy? Do you turn from your sin? Then you'll have it. You're part of the many. If you don't, you're not part of the many. You're part of those still under the wrath of God. Read the rest of John 3 after 16. The one who does not believe is already under condemnation. Okay? So here's what Al Mohler has to say. Medical treatment is an extension of God's common grace. Again, don't like that term. And Christians have always understood this. This is why throughout history, where you found Christians, you found hospitals and the church treating the sick. And I don't have any problem with them doing that. That is not equivalent to jabbing poisons in your body. Do you see the difference, folks? There's a big difference in taking poisons into your body, toxins into your body, and trying to help those who are sick or who are injured. Big difference. In fact, I wish Al Mohler would take a look at the universal antidote, chlorine dioxide, the documentary, where you have missionaries going into Muslim villages, and the leaders of the villages will not let them teach about Jesus, but they say, hey, will you let us treat your people who are sick? And they go, yeah. And they gave them a little hut. You watch the documentary. It's incredible. I'll have the link in the archive. And they go in, they treat with chlorine dioxide, which is not a drug, doesn't have adverse side effects. And every person they treated, they were making well. And do you know what happened? They came out and the leaders were seeing that these men had wisdom and they were making the people well. And they said, you know what? Keep treating our people. And by the way, we've got a radio station over here. Out in this village, we got this radio station over here. You can go to that radio station. You can teach the people about Jesus as long as you keep treating our sick. Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. Isn't that something? And yet here's Al Mohler. Here's Robert Jeffress. Here's, you know, the Pope. I haven't got his quotes from it. He's doing the same thing. And then you got Franklin Graham coming along. Need that shot. And then the idol of all idols, Donald Trump, saying you need to get your shot. Come on, you need to get your vaccination. Apostates, antichrists, false teachers, all of this pushing this. Why are they pushing it? This isn't about your health. Government doesn't care about your health. They're murdering babies by the thousands every day. They're sanctioning it. They don't care about your health. They just pulled, what was this stuff that, I forget what the thing, antibodies, something that they're pulling out of some of the states. They're not going to provide for them. The feds aren't. Well, good. Dissolve the feds. Dissolve D.C. Get rid of it. It's so corrupt. The only way you can deal with it is to get rid of it. Be a free people. And I'll leave you with this. Psalm 91. Hide yourself in the shadow of the Most High. Does he not say he'll protect you from the perilous pestilence? Now, here's the question to you people. Do you trust the Word of God when it says that he'll protect you from that and from the terror? Or do you not? That's the difference between a true believer and a non-believer. See you at 6 a.m. Lord willing, adios.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.